Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from the Cherokee Entertainment Studios. That's right, we are on the air. If you want to call into the Greg Squirrel Show today, phone number is 347-326-9073. And we talk about anything and everything under the sun, sports, entertainment, news topics. That's what we talk about, anything and everything under the sun. We also have the chat room up and running, so make sure you get on, check that out. You can also, if you're on the Facebook, you can look me up on Facebook, Gregory Squirrel. That's how you can find me. Make sure you spell the squirrel with two L-S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L-L. For some reason, Facebook is cantankerous, and I had to have two L's. So anyway, you can send me a message on Facebook. Got a lot of neat stuff going on. We were not on the air last night, and for that, I apologize. Had some vehicle issues, which prevented me from being on the air last night. So I'm doing a public address announcing for Lincoln Wolves basketball tonight. So that's why we're on the air early today. Plus, you got the BCS championship game. So you can either go on Facebook, give me your predictions, look us up on the chat room, give us your predictions. As everybody knows, it's the Baptists versus the Catholics, Alabama Crimson Tide. Out of respect for my old friend James Dildy, I'm saying Roll Tide. And, of course, you got the Fighting Irish and Notre Dame. Glad to see the Irish back on the national scene. They kind of hit a low there for a while. But, Alabama is back, so we are happy for Alabama. I want to give a big shout-out today to the Arkansas State Red Wolves. GoDaddy.com Bowl was last night, and Arkansas State defeated Kent State. Once again, a big congratulations to the boys down in Jonesboro. Arkansas State, your 2013 GoDaddy.com Bowl champions. Want to do a follow-up, on our premier practice show that we did Saturday night. We talked about Ronda Rousey and that situation. And I had a lot of response to that, which I'm really surprised about. And believe it or not, everybody that replied, I would think we had about 17, 18 people that replied that said Ronda Rousey should not have just been handed the UFC women's title and should have had to fight for it. That's my opinion. That's my viewpoint also. As you know, I have great respect for Ronda Rousey, what she accomplished in Strikeforce, but now they move same Zuffa, the same company that bots that owns UFC, bought Strike Force, closed out Strike Force, and moved everybody over to UFC. And I felt they should have had a tournament to crown their first women's champion, whether it had been Ronda Rousey or whoever. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for taking part in that poll. Once again, the chat room's open, and, you know, the Cherokee Entertainment Hotlines. We want to give them a big thank you. I wish my screen would stop going dead. 347-326-9073 if you're listening today. I know it's an unusual time, but with the BCS Championship game tonight and announcing basketball, I wanted to make sure I got my show in today. And you can still go back and you can listen to any of our shows on the archives. I was looking through the archives, and it still has the old Greg Scroll shows from last year. So you can go back, listen to any of that stuff, and it's just going to be fun. MMA fans, Springfield, Missouri. We got a big event coming up there January 19th. I'll be doing the public address, the ring announcing. For In Civil War MMA presents Bad Vibes. You can get your advance tickets at Uncivil War or uncivil-war.com. And if you go on and get your tickets online, if you can hit the tab that says Facebook Special, and you'll get $10 off your tickets. So make sure you go check that out. So, once again, Uncivil War presents Bad Vibes. Once again, that's at the Howard Johnson Event Center in Springfield, Missouri. And once again, I look forward to being part of that. Here's one of my polls for today. And once again, you can chime in on the chat room if you want to call in. On the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline, 347-326-9073. Nicki Minaj. I mean, some of her songs I like, you know, and I don't have a problem with her music. My question is, does Nicki Minaj really have the qualifications to be a judge on American Idol? That's one of my polls for today is, does Nicki Minaj, has she really earned being a judge on American Idol? I mean, yeah, Randy Jackson, you know, one of the top producers in the music industry. Mariah Carey, she's won every award under the sun. You know, so I just really got to say, does Nicki Minaj really have the qualifications to be a judge on American Idol? You can chime in on that. I look forward to hearing from you. My second poll, and we'll get to my second poll later. I want to hit on these other issues. NFL playoffs started off this weekend with the wild card games. You saw the Ravens beat the Colts, so they'll go on to play Denver. Big shout out to Ray Lewis. You know, I'll be the first to admit I've never been a big Baltimore Ravens fan, but you know, next to Ray Lewis, one of the top linebackers in the game, probably right up there with Brian Urlacher as far as active players. I mean, my honest opinion, as far as linebackers, you still can't beat Big Mike Singletary, Chicago Bears. So anyway, once again, big shout out to Ray Lewis and the Ravens. They beat the Colts. They'll advance on to play Denver next weekend. Houston beat Cincinnati. Another good ball game right there. And as their reward, Houston gets to go play Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. So that's your AFC side. Hold on. Dr. Pepper break. So on the NFC side of the ball, you had the Green Bay Packers. They beat Minnesota. So they go on to play San Francisco. And you saw Seattle beat the Washington Redskins, who were not at the top of their game. Seattle goes to play Atlanta next weekend. And that's going to be my second poll of the day. And once again, you can, if anybody out there is listening, you can go in the chat room, talk about it on there, or you can even go over to Facebook, look up Gregory Squirrel. I'm still in the process of setting back up the Greg Squirrel Show page on the Facebook, so we can talk on there during the show. So go on Facebook. You can go on the chat room. And that's going to be my second question. Apparently, there's a lot of big hubbub over Robert Griffin III, RG3. Should he have even been playing the game? You know, I'll give RG3 credit. The guy's a gamer. He's legit. I mean, I think they said that was the first time in Washington Redskins history that a rookie was selected as team captain. Normally that just don't happen for a rookie, whether you're quarterback, running back, whatever. You just hardly hear of a rookie being selected as one of the team captains, and that's voted on by the team. People think the coaches do that. No, sir. That is voted on by the team themselves, by all 52, however many players there are on the NFL roster. That's voted on by the players. And so there's a lot of hubbub going around about RG3's knee injury from earlier in the season. Should he have even been playing? His knee surgeon, who did the surgery on his knee, Dr. Andrews, he's probably one of the most highly respected doctors in all of sports, be it football, basketball, baseball. Dr. Andrews is saying that he never gave RG3 clearance to play. Whether that's true or not, and I mean, no matter how much of a gamer RG3 is, should he have been out there on that bad knee? Because, you know, everybody knows that just one hit, you can be out permanently. Look at Joe Theismann, what happened to him when he got crunched by Lawrence Taylor. I still get the heebie-jeebies every time I see a replay of that big play where Lawrence Taylor tackled Joe Theismann, and Joe Theismann's lower leg looked like an accordion the way it folded up. So anyway, my second poll of the day is, if Mike Shanahan did go against the doctor's orders, first they got to find out for sure what the situation on that was. But should it be turned out that Mike Shanahan went against Dr. Andrews' orders and played RG3 anyway, should Mike Shanahan be published or be punished for going against doctor's orders? You know, everybody saw the play. Robert Griffin, he was dropping back for a pass last night, and the knee just buckled. It had been giving him problems the whole game, and finally the knee just went out on him. If you are listening, you can call us on the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline, 347-326-9073. Feel free to call on in. We're glad to talk to you on the air. We got the chat room up and running. So it's Monday. It's BCS National Championship game. Once again, Alabama Crimson Tide taking on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. And I'm going against Alabama, or I'm going with Alabama. I think Notre Dame's got a good team, but I find it hard, unless it's the Arkansas Razorbacks, which we'll talk about that, but the only time I'll ever root against Alabama is if they're playing Arkansas. So, you know, that's my choice for tonight. I'm taking the Alabama Crimson Tide over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, both teams. Got a lot of prestige, a lot of history. So, that's going to be a good game to watch. So, we'll be keeping an eye on that tonight. So, just a lot of great stuff going on. The Tournament of Chant to High Hyundai. I never could figure out how to pronounce that right. The Hyundai or whatever it is. Tournament of Champions out in Hawaii. 3 days in a row. That tournament was supposed to start Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and end today. But due to the weather out in Hawaii, they still haven't got any of the rounds in. I haven't been able to check in on today to see if they were playing because, you know, Hawaii, it's still probably about 7, 8 o'clock out there. But that's just a crazy situation when you can't even get in a simple golf tournament due to weather. You know, and I've always been the first one to say, "Hey, these guys are supposed to be professionals, so they should be out there playing no matter what." I still believe that. You know, outside of lightning, you know, I honestly feel that, you know, wind and heavy duty rain, they should be out there playing. Looks like they're not teed off yet. It's currently at 71 degrees in Kapalua, Hawaii. That's where the Tournament of Champions is played. Once again, they've just completely erased the scoreboard. And that's the first, you know, I've followed golf most of my life, and that is the first time I have seen that happen to where they've, you know, completely erased the scoreboards. You know, once the tournament's gotten started and they've erased the scoreboards. So that's pretty funky, crazy stuff right there. So, you know, once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. So, people, feel if you there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call in. I'm pretty excited about having the show back on the air. So, you know, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be bouncing around different times having the show. So that way, we can find our group, our niche. You know, I'm excited about it. I had fun with the show last year, but then schedules and everything got crazy. So we weren't exactly able to keep the show going like I wanted to. But, you know, I brought it back. New year, new opportunities. So I'm excited, you know. My MMA schedule, as far as announcing MMA events, is going nuts. You know, I've got three promotions under my belt already. I'm negotiating with two more MMA promotions, one in Oklahoma, another one up in Missouri. So I'm pretty excited about that. So, you know, I just put the word out there, and I hope everybody catches on to the Greg Squirrel Show. Because, you know, I'm here to promote and support everybody with MMA, high school sports, you know, college, you know, whoever. So if anybody's listening, any promoters, any fighters that want to call in, you know, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. And we're just going to have fun in 2013. It's a brand new year. And so it's going to be all good. Naturally, we'll keep a close eye on our local teams, which the show supports. Arkansas Razorbacks, new football coach, Brett Bielema. I still got to get the proper pronunciation. So, Coach B, I hope you'll forgive me. But they're looking tough. I mean, they are getting some kids who are now looking at Arkansas that were previously looking at other schools. It's crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, I've been reading the recruiting lines. And, you know, we got kids from Tennessee, Florida, Texas, California that had previously committed to other teams. But when they heard Coach B was coming to Arkansas, once the deal was done, and now some of those kids have reopened their recruiting and are looking at Arkansas. Unfortunately, on the other side of that token, or the other side of that coin, there's some kids who had been committed to Arkansas that the previous coaching staff had been recruiting, but those kids, you know, have opened up. They're recruiting and are now looking at other schools just for the simple fact that the current coaching staff has either said they're not interested in them or have not contacted the other kids. And I hope that's not the case. I hope the coaching staff has contacted the recruits that had already committed to Arkansas or were looking at Arkansas and expressed to them, hey, guys, you know, we're still interested in you being a Razorback. Hopefully that situation gets worked out. There was one kid I was reading about this morning on Hog Nation, I believe it was, that he was opening back up his recruiting because he had not heard from the current coaching, from the new coaching staff. And I hope it's just a case where the new coaching staff just has not been able to get to him yet, because that I understand they're still filling a couple of more spots on the new coaching staff, and it could just be a simple fact that they're just waiting to get that done before they touch base with any other recruits that had previously committed to Arkansas and are looking at that. So, with that being said, we got about 5 minutes. I'm calling this the fastest 30 minutes in internet radio, Blog Talk Radio. I want to give a big shout out to them for giving me the avenue to do my show. So, you know, thanks to Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we talk about everything. Like I said at the beginning of the show, it'll mostly be sports. But, you know, we really talk about anything. If there's a spur under your saddle with the government, with Honey Boo Boo, Nicki Minaj, Barack Obama, I mean, well, hey, we'll talk about anything on this show, because you know, it's a show about life. I'm referring to it as a show about life. But you know, we're just going to have fun with this show. If you get a chance, and I know this sounds cheap and everything, but I have been nominated. Spire Sanctioning Alliance is the sanctioning organization for a lot of MMA events up in Missouri, Illinois. They're 2013 Spire Awards, or their voting is currently going on for that. For the second year in a row, I have been nominated for the Spire Sanctioning Alliance Ring Announcer of the Year. So I'm asking all my listeners and all my fans, you know, if you have the urge to vote, go to SpireMMA.com and look on, click on the tab that says 2013 or awards, and go down, look for a Ring Announcer of the Year. There's a lot of great guys. I want to say hey to Dave Davis, 2012 Ring Announcer of the Year. Once again, Dave's nominated also, along with myself and some other guys. You know, I'm going to ask for people to get out there and vote, because, you know, I know, like Dave Davis and some of these other ring announcers, we work hard to study our craft. You know, there's some guys out there that look at it as just a check. I went to one event, and I'm not going to name the ring announcer's name because that wouldn't be cool. But, you know, he mispronouncing fighters' names wrong, mispronouncing cities, pronouncing those names wrong. And needless to say, you know, you can tell the ring announcers who are just out there for a check, and ring announcers who actually take pride in what they do. I know I take pride. I try to get to know on a personal level as many of the fighters that I can. I want to say hey to guest 1171. It won't give me your name. But guest 1171 in the chat room, I want to thank you for tuning in today. We are having a blast. Once again, if you do want to call in, call us and call me up at 347-326-9073. We got a little under 1 minute left on today's show. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night, back in our regular time slot. Well, right now, we're looking at the 10 o'clock time spot, so we'll be back on the air tomorrow night at 10 p.m., so we invite you to call your buddies, call your friends, tell them, hey, let's tune in to the Greg Squirrel Show. We're just having a whole lot of fun. Don't forget, you can still... my polls for today, and like I say, you can go on to Facebook, leave me a message under Gregory Squirrel. Make sure you spell squirrel with two L's. My polls for today is Nicki Minaj. Does she really have the qualifications to be a judge on American Idol? And my second poll for today is if Mike Shanahan went against doctor's orders and played RG3 anyway, and RG3, as everybody knows, got hurt again last night, should Mike Shanahan be punished for that? I feel there's going to be some ramifications out of that, but to the extent, it'll be interesting to see. Because Dr. Andrews, who performed the surgery on RG3 the first time, said that he did not clear RG3 to play, and they played him anyway. So, don't forget, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. We will be back on the air here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So make sure you write the number down, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.